This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. And joining me today is Pat Blaisdell, Vice President of Post-Acute Care Services for the California Hospital Association and a member of the Collaborative. Pat is here to describe several important core services and how they contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports.
Thank you, Laurel, for the opportunity to talk with you today about the role of hospitals, nursing homes, and other medical care settings in the continuum of care. When we talk about medical care, it is best to think of it as a process, not an event that happens in one setting at a specific point in time, but something that occurs over a period of time and in different settings, depending upon the individual person's unique needs and recovery journey. After a hospitalization for injury or illness, many individuals require continued medical care or rehabilitation to continue their recovery. While hospitals will always prefer to discharge to the home setting when it is an option, there may be times that an individual will do better in the long run if they go to an interim setting for transitional care. For example, an individual who has suffered a stroke or who perhaps has had significant illness or surgery may be medically well enough to leave the acute care hospital after just a few days, but still may not be able to move around or take care of themselves well enough to go straight home and be safe. Depending on their individual situation, they may be best served by going to post-acute care, such as an inpatient rehabilitation hospital or a skilled nursing facility or SNF. Persons who go to a SNF for transitional care may stay there for a few days or a few weeks. During their time there, a person will receive care essential to their successful return home, such as regular physical therapy or a course of medical treatment. So upon discharge from the hospital, it is the hospital's responsibility to match the individual to the right level of post-acute care, to allow them to continue their recovery and to be successful, with the ultimate goal of returning home and being able to stay healthy and live as independently as possible. But we also know that a person's recovery is significantly affected not only by the medical care they receive, but by their ability to access basic community services, such as housing, nutrition, and transportation. A comprehensive care coordination process must recognize this interdependence of medical providers and home and community-based services. At present, hospitals, SNFs, and other medical providers are challenged to develop effective and timely discharge plans to community care. It is a complex process involving many issues, and it is critical that patients and their families and caregivers be directly involved in the process. In order to develop a truly effective continuum of care, medical providers and providers of home and community-based services need to work together and communicate with each other, and together need to partner with the persons we serve and their families to support optimal health and independence and to improve our system of long-term care services and supports.
Thanks for sharing this information, Pat. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.